You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Mike Tenura is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Mike, it's going to be hot this weekend, really hot. What can you tell me about the heat and then weather after that?
Well, it certainly will be one of the bigger pattern changes you can have. Temperatures this afternoon are only in the 60s across northern Illinois, but if you go 200 miles to the west, it's well into the 90s across central and western Iowa. That heat is expanding further to the east, and we'll see temperatures well into the 90s across a large corn and soybean area over the next few days. The only limiting factor in the near term is that the upper-level warm front, which is what's expanding to the north and east today, is going to trigger areas of thunderstorms today, tonight, tomorrow night, and even on Saturday. So those will steadily be pushing to the north and east with time, and eventually, by the time we get into Saturday, everybody will pretty much be seeing hot weather and mainly dry weather, with any thunderstorm primarily limited to parts of Wisconsin and maybe over to Michigan, too.
And then what about next week?
Well, next week we easily have one of the most challenging forecasts that we've seen in the U.S. in quite a while. We know that a system out in the Pacific Ocean is going to move into the Rocky Mountains this weekend and then eventually end up somewhere in the Corn Belt or Plains. Normally, what happens in this situation is a system just kind of blasts on through to the east, makes one round of thunderstorms in any given area, and then that's the end of it. That's the way it looked as recently as yesterday and even the day before. But a number of hints are starting to develop and suggest to us that this system might actually disconnect from the jet stream, thereby producing a little bit more rain than was initially expected, with widespread totals of 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches. At this point, we think that scenario is fairly probable, and it would initially affect parts of Nebraska and South Dakota around Monday, and then move through the Corn Belt around Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So we do think that there is going to be a fairly significant rain for a fairly significant proportion of corn and soybeans. And this rain actually is a little bit needed. Some areas, especially to the west of Illinois, haven't really seen any rain now for more than a week, and things are drying out pretty quickly.
Is it the beginning of a messy forecast system for a longer period of time?
Well, there's no question that the answer to that is yes. And the reason is this. Part of the reason that we're having this heat that's developing, you know, today and over the next few days is because a fairly intense upper-level high for this time of the year has formed. It's not going to last, though. That's why it's going to rain next week. But here's the thing. The system that comes through next week really only masks the upper-level high. It basically disrupts it and forces it to kind of reassemble further to the south and west. But the point is that it doesn't go away. It actually looks like it'll turn real intense somewhere near Arizona late next week and next weekend. And then the question always is going to be, for a while here, what is this thing going to do? Is it going to re-expand like we've had happen this week and this weekend? Or is it going to somehow stay further to the south as waves of energy move across it? We don't know the answer to this, but we do know that that's what we have to watch. This upper level high is going to be the key to weather beyond next week. It's probably going to be the key to weather at the end of June. And more than likely, once you see this type of scenario, it will linger in some fashion for a while. Whether or not it bubbles into the Corn Belt, that's what we're trying to figure out.
I have one more question for you. When we get an upper level high and it centers itself in that southwest, is that where we find ourselves in most danger of the expansion of the high or hot, potentially dry conditions historically?
Well, the upper level high always has to come from somewhere. They don't just appear out of nowhere. And so the important thing is that this one more or less developed about a week ago in the west. And that's why you might have noticed that Phoenix, Arizona had 4 consecutive days of record heat just several days ago. And that was due to the upper level high that is now shifting into the Corn Belt. So here it is. We have it. Again, it gets beaten down essentially by the system next week. But all that really does is just kind of move it further to the south and west, allows temperatures to return to normal across the Corn Belt. But then after all that is said and done, now it's 10 days from now, still only June 19th, And the question is, okay, the upper level high is still on the map. It didn't go anywhere. It just shifted around. It didn't disappear. Now, is it going to come back? This is always going to be the issue to deal with, at least, for a couple more weeks. So I just am trying to point out that, no matter what the weather forecast looks like in the near term or in the medium term, taking us out to about 10 to 14 days, more than likely, until further notice, you're going to have to keep an eye on that thing. Again, it doesn't have to move into the Corn Belt, but it's there. It is moving into the Corn Belt now. That shows us that it can do that. But whether or not it does remains a question. And there is some rain preceding whatever were to happen beyond 10 to 14 days from now.
Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. You have a great day.
You too. Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather. He's in Chicago, Illinois.